Okay, we'll talk. Nishmas Daniel Shadimas, we sure follow. Okay, Rabbi said we are in Packet Ches in Yonei Sarara. So, we've been talking about Sarara Benashim, and we're still not finished with that. I think the Packet Ches, we're going to come back to that. But today we're going to do part of about Sarara Begerim. In other words, could you give the ger the appointment to become the head of the shul, the president of the shul? Because, again, the pasuk says, Som tosima lecha melech, miker v'checha. You know, it has to be miker v'checha. And the Gemara says in Yevamos that Som tosima lecha melech is only not only in melech, but all appointments have to be mekar v'chacha, so that means you need imo miyisrael. And if you don't have imo miyisrael, so then you can't. You can't appoint. Yeah. That's so. Right. So giving smicha, is that considered a? So we have to see. So let's learn the halacha. So on page one.
You want to know? Remember in Sefer it says that I hear about Jacob's, which is like shocking to hear. I remember being like,
yeah. Interesting. So let's look at the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet. Ein mamidim melech mikahal geirim. You can't appoint a melech from geirim. Afilu achad kama doros shetiye imo miyisrael. Unless it's imo miyisrael, shenemar lo sucha lo seitz alecha ish nochir shalom chichahu. Bo malchus vulvad, not only malchus, elechol sororosh shebi yisrael. Lo sar tzva, lo sar chamishim, lo sar meya, because even if you're in charge of the water distribution is, you know, so who's going to get the Monday supply, who's going to get the Tuesday supply? You can't be a dayan or a nasi. Lo yihu ela mikar v'checha. Okay, so that's the Rambam. In Sarara Begerim, that it's so it's clear from the Rambam that it's a Sarara. It has to be that you're appointed to be shoylet on somebody, like yours being sholeit on the different general sars kamishim. Oh, you know, this week's parsha, Yisro, sorry meos, sorry kamishim, right? I always say, we see that we're on schedule if it fits into the zman. So you see, parsha's Yisro, no coincidence. That what?
That the gear tells us how to set up our judges.
Right. Oh.
And the gear can't do
that. Right. That is ironic. That's very interesting. You hear what he just said? He's Yisro's the gear, and he's telling us how to do this. That's very good.
He knew he was the gear because he didn't recommend that he be the chief judge.
That's very good. I like that horror. So if you're a dayan and a nasi, that's for sure. But even if you're not, you're just mamuna al amas hamayim. So you're appointed.
What's an amas? It's like a lake
curve. Yeah, amas hamayim is a trough. You know, you had the water, and the water would go to the different fields. So I guess they would have to decide which day would the water go here, which day would the water go there.
Can the mother be a gear? Yes,
what do you mean, the mother?
Can the mother be a convert? And that is Israel? Or does it have to be like a whole Jew?
The mother could be, meaning the mother has to be a Jew.
So she can be a convert?
Oh, I mean, if the mother's a convert.
He's become a.
She's a
Filach Akama. Ema Mino Bukal Gera. Filach Akama Doros. Right?
As she said, you call
right, Imo Misrael. So what about if the grandmother is a Gioris?
A woman births her children.
Her children are Jewish.
So that just by the point is
the. But he says, Ema Midi Melch Mikahal gave him a filo achan kamadoros.
So what's that situation?
Well, what does he mean, a filo achan kamadoros? No. What does that mean?
Either that the mother was, or one of the mothers was a convert, the grandmother was a convert,
then what?
Then it won't work.
It won't work.
Yisrael.
So you're saying Yisrael means even.
It could be.
Even many generations before.
Yeah.
I mean, even though your mother is a full.
What?
Is
it something
about Mashiach here? A Suffolk?
Ruth. No, she was a Ger.
A Rus, yeah. So you're saying that. So you're saying, so how does it work with Rus? If Mashiach is coming from Rus, so then. So how does that work?
Well, we don't say that Rissa was a direct daughters. It wasn't the mother of Dove.
So you
can't say that she was one
part, but you just need the mother of the. What? Everyone should look in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. Everyone should look in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. Ein ma midi melech mikahal gerim afilo acha kamadoros ad shetiye imo Yisrael shenema lo sucha lo tis alach ish nachri asher lo chichu. So how do you understand pshat? Seems a few like a Commodores. So you're asking, so how does that work with Rus? Right?
Well, comma doesn't necessarily mean unlimited.
Well, how many?
Just common rope and three or four.
If you walk a Commodores, I don't know.
Like, after a couple of generations, it becomes like understood that like these are like there's like a certain family lineage and stuff, and therefore it becomes more accepted. So it's saying, it might be the mouth of Kalgir, but if you walk a Commodores, if there's a Chazak or it's accepted already, you always have to wait for the mother to be Jewish. Meaning,
no, I think the opposite. After a bunch of years, the people don't even know.
People in the
community
won't know whether
you're
great.
No, it's only. I'm
saying
if you go. Give me a Gemara.
Ivamus. That's the reason here. Ivamus. It only has to be if the mother's. That the mother's mother was a Gieras, and the mother
thank you
is not the Imam Yisrael.
Right.
Therefore, that son can no longer be the king.
Right.
The mother is not is Gieras.
Yeah.
If we say he's not Imam Yisrael,
right.
The son can't
be a king. So and what about the mother's?
The mother's mother.
Yeah, so then?
Then it seemingly, because of the Rabbah, I feel all the Kamadalos.
Then he could or could not?
They cannot.
Cannot.
So if you have the mother's father can be, the father's mother can be here.
The father's mother. Oh, so you're saying by Rus?
So Rus, it's on the father's
side. The father's side. You see what he's saying?
No.
Tell him.
When we say Imam Yisrael, yeah. So the mother is a Gieras, we maybe we look to that Imam Yisrael.
Okay.
So he cannot be a king.
Right.
So the mother's mother is also not Imam Yisrael.
Okay.
So therefore, he will still not be a king.
Right.
But if you have the father's mother, it doesn't matter. Because
you're saying as long as it's not women?
Yeah, it has to be women.
Okay.
Right, but here it's.
So versus the father.
With the father's side, then that could be from Geir. That's what he's saying.
Stoma's mother was
Geir. What?
Was it Stoma's
mother, Geir?
Yeah,
so.
So you're saying
very good. The Kesef Mishnah.
Right. Especially the Rusa Dachan, Imam, Toshikim, Meovim, Israel, Hamishanim, Israel, Kasha. King Kasvatosis. Achinichli Hech Malach Rachavim, of Israel, that Ben Nama Amoris Havim. So it has to be Imam Israel. So even though.
Because Rachavim's mom wasn't Jewish, right? She was in
the earth. Really?
Right.
So.
So
Rechavam will have an Imam Yisrael.
Right.
And Nicholas here, Malach Rechavam will have an Imam Yisrael. The Ben Nama Hamon is Hava.
But his dad was from the Jewish people, right? His dad was
Shlomo. So Ben Nama Shotri and Rabin comes in El Nuzul. Marshal is the Rebusa Nokar. Imam Michal Shekain Imhaya Aviv Yisrael. The Rebusa Nokat Imo. The closer king of Israel.
So, all me of both parents are
there? Or would you say? So, what's this thing? The Rebusa Nokat Imo, closer king of Israel, Avo Pisha in Imo of Israel. Kosher.
Meaning it's like a Kama Homer. Obviously, for sure, Yisrael works. Rebusa to teach us about a woman, a mom, it included it.
So what if Avi? What if?
Let's say Avi and no Imam, right?
Right.
That would be kosher.
Right.
Because Rechavam's dad was Shlomo.
Right.
And Chacham's mom was Naaman.
Naaman Amonis. So therefore, why was that? That was good. Why was it good?
His dad was Jewish, no?
His dad was Yisrael. So it means that either one. So you have to have one side.
One side, right.
That's pure Yisrael. Right. So either the Imo or Aviv.
So
Gary
was only both of your parents?
Well, it has to be both parents.
Right. Yeah. So that's what he's saying. So Imo Yisrael is not only Imo, even Avi Yisrael is good enough.
Right.
And then the answer for your question of Rus would be... He came from... in other words, Rus was the... Right. So that was from Aviv, but the Imo was from Israel. By David HaMelech.
Yeah.
Imo was Israel, so only Aviv was... So Commodorus could still be Commodorus.
Yeah, you just see it.
You mean one side to be pure. One side right. Not to have...
One side is pure, so that
one side pure without any gamer.
Not the one two in there.
As long as what?
There's one two in there. Two, you're good.
Then it's no good.
Then it's, no, that's good. Once there's one two from who's not a gamer.
One Jew is not a ger, or once you have one that is a ger.
Then once you have one that's not a ger, then everything's good.
Is that what you're saying? Or once there's one that is a ger, then it's no good. Yeah, so. Ima mi de melech mikal gerim, afil acha kamadoros, asher te imo mi Yisrael. So. So if there's a Kal Gerim, but look what he says, I feel Acha Kamadoros. So if there was a...
If as long as there's still Kal Gerim.
Is it Kal Gerim...
Four grandparents have to be here.
Wait, is that what he's saying? Like a
whole...
What? I know, if we're saying Acha Kamadoros, we're not... If we say even Aviv...
It means Kal Gerim means his gear.
No, it means his son of gear.
Right. So it's the son of a ger.
And the parents are ger also. Both parents.
Then he marries a girl whose both parents are
ger. It's a kilo of ger. It's like people who come right. From like Ethiopia or something, and then they go there.
Is that what it means, or it just means that?
All four ger.
I know.
What?
I think it has to be.
Okay, the
both parents have to be descendants of ger.
For it to be not good. But if. And what do you mean, so one gear? One.
They both have to be. If you say even father, then it has to be that. Then both of them have to be.
So if there's one gear in either line.
If we're saying even father.
You're fine, or?
Then you're fine. You only need one.
One what?
You only need one Jew. If the father's a Jew and the mother's a ger, according to the Catholic mission, which would, as we say, even if the father is Jewish.
But what if but how far back do you go? Say there's a ger.
Forever. Seemingly, Al Kamados can say forever. So if you have.
So if there's a ger on one side, it's still good because the other side is okay.
Yeah, I think so. So the only way it doesn't work is that.
If both sides have.
Both sides
are
both descendants
of Gear.
And only
Gear. Seemingly, grandparents on both
sides. So if there's one Gear on either side.
Then they're fine, because.
Say both sides have a Gear someplace.
It should be fine, because you just have to say one. You have to be complete descendants of Gear. That every.
One person who has a pure Jewish bloodline, then he's
right.
Matched everything.
It's good to go.
Right.
Yeah, all
right. But if, what's the minimum to passel?
Everybody.
Everybody?
Meaning you need one to be good.
Or enough.
So all
what do you mean everybody?
Meaning only if all your ancestors are Girim or B'nai Girim, then you're Pasul. If you have one ancestor who's a full Jew, whose parents go back to Mamre Sinai, then you're Mutter.
Yeah.
Say the mother's mother was a Gir.
Depends on the father as well.
Okay.
If we say even the father.
Okay, and the father's father was a Gir.
It has to be all the marriages were Gir.
Everyone's a Gir.
So
why? Where do you see that? Why do you say that?
Because we're saying even the father and Kol Doros.
Because according to the case of
Mishnah,
after Imam Mishnah means close to Kain Abed Mishnah. So that means once Imam Mishnah or Abed Mishnah, so that is matter that the descendants.
But how do you know it means? But I thought maybe it means that it has to be straight without any Gerim on one of the sides. Asher Tehe Imo Mishrael. Okay, we'll see. Take a look at the Marsham for a second, and we'll come back to this on page 2 and 3. He says, "Avol nira the davka b'minu yusrara." This is the Marsham in the Sefer Mishpat Shalom on Choshen Mishpat. Davka b'minu yusrara shach mitzvah haTorah k'mo melech v'shoter. Shuvu b'toisus. M'vur d'ger also lo lios b'shum minu. V'yinei midchazen avi b'chal minu m'gim ger yeh also lios shatz. Was his chazan a minoy or is chazan a poel? You say chazan's a job. It's not a. Chazan. Well, let's see what he's saying. And avada chazan b'chal poel who ve'ena b'chal minoy. Chet shochet ubodek. Have a poel. Chay nira de bezeh im haya haben katan kliyama avet chaskaso. So he's saying that only Mina Yusrara. I mean, you have to be appointed to be sholate on something. But he's saying if you're just the sholate, that's just a job. And if you're a chazan, that's just a job. You're not bossing around anybody. Your job is to shech. So you're bossing around the chickens. That's about it. You're just bossing around the chickens, you know.
But meaning these are considered like prestigious positions.
Right, but he's saying that maybe even though it's a prestigious position, that's not called.
A few of most said they don't have any. They're not working negative on Balbayas.
Right. So then that would be.
It wouldn't be a Sarah.
It wouldn't be a Sarah.
Right.
Has to be a srara. Okay, never the same. How you have Ben caught in Kuyama of a chaschaso? So that's the Marsham. Look now in the Shach here on page 4. Marsham says if you're a chazan, that's not a sorrow. Because you're not in charge of anybody. Maybe you're just in charge of how long the davening is going to go. Or you're in charge of what niggun you're going to sing for Kedusha. But that's like the limit of your authority.
You're in charge of people's time.
Right. But that's not.
But didn't Ramosha say
it? No, in other words,
Ramosha said chazan is a srara, no? Back in the first master.
So he's saying the srara means you have to be in charge of people.
Like a rabbi.
We'll see about rabbis. What a rabbi is in charge of. But a chazan is not in charge. And a shochet is not also, this Marsham says, is not a srara. Because Shochet's just in charge of which chickens are going to get killed, or which. So he's shoylet on the chickens and the animals, but that's not a srara. But now let me show you something that is a srara. A gabbai. Now it's not a gabbai what you think today, yamod. It's not a gabbai in Dumbrov or something like that. You know, that's not. That's not what we're.
The gabbai.
What?
The gabbai who calls the people, he doesn't have any fur.
Yeah, I mean, so he decides who's going to get. In some people's minds, that's such an important thing, but there's no srara, really, of a gabbai of a shul either. But the gabbai that's talking about is the gabbai of the kehila that can go into somebody's house and say, you have to give we're taxing you for the dues of the community. And if you don't give it, I'm going to take your whatever, your vase, as a mashkon. That's srara. That's srara.
Also, what's happening in the shuls? The shuls in Poland, there's a chain in the back of the shul. They would chain someone to the shul.
Uh-huh.
I think God would be in charge of that also.
Look in Siv Gimel. Hakupa. Look in Siv Gimel. I didn't put an arrow there, but look in Siv Gimel. Ration involves Siv Gimel on page 4. Hakupa ain't a nigbeis v'pachos mishnayim. The coop is a certain fund. You need two people to collect. Ain't osim srara latzibur b'momam pachos mishnayim. See, it's not like you see in those days. Somebody like today comes to your house and wants to collect tzedakah. So either you can give him, not give him, give him. But those days, there was a tax on the community, and every member of the community had to pay for whatever the dues of the community were. So now, the two people come, knock on your door, and say, not, could you please give us, you owe, okay, we're here to collect. That's a srar. Say, look in the shach, hey. Sheinosim srar, v'hagabo'u sraru. Because you have a chiyuv to give tzedakah. So if I just come to you and say, please, can you give tzedakah? I'm collecting for aniyim and whatever. That's not a srar. That's just, a nice guy. If people want to be nice, I can be nice, whatever. But a gabbai means I come into your house and say, okay, you owe the community X amount of money, you're here to collect. And if you don't, I'm taking those leichter, those silver leichter, I will take them until you pay the amount that you are. So that's rar. That's rar. I will take those silver leichter until you pay up the dues. Then I'll return it back to you when you pay up the dues.
Yeah, were there any communities where they have that now too?
They have communities today. You know, I mean, you know, I don't know if any they have this about that the Mashkinin. The kehilas today are mainly, you know, they have broyers the kehila, but they're not mamashkinin or tzedakah. Yeah, Hasidic communities also, but I don't know if that degree.
I heard that when they're willing to build some skinners, they're going to be calls of Hasidic, give, I think, 10 grand.
Yeah.
I think, no matter what,
were they mamashkinin?
I don't know if it was 10.
I called Shimi Rosenberg last week. He was in the Bell Shul in Tel Aviv when they called him.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know the Bell Shul. I knew the Bell Shul of Yerushalayim.
The Bell's in Mikdash.
The Bell's in Mikdash, yeah.
He was
in Telstone. Isn't it in Telstone now?
No. So that means, that. See, Rabbi Bleich was talking about kfiyah, but here it's saying it's not sure that it has to be kfiyah of mamonos. Well, we spoke about the kfiyah of the amas hamayim. So is that mamonos? In charge of the water distribution?
I mean, mamonos. It's also, you can see it as mamonos.
Right? Yeah, because who's getting amount of water, who's getting, I have to decide how much money, how much water supply we're giving to you. So that's mamonos. Or I could take money for you, I give you. So it sounds from these poskim that it's a srar is a kfiyah with a mamonos to kfiyah. That I could I could be kofi you. So if I'm a gabbai, it means I'm a gabbai that comes into your house and tells you how much you have to pay, how much you owe.
Problem inside is meaning.
What?
Is this a problem inside Sror or inside that it's mamonos? Meaning like.
Well, that makes it Sror.
No, but it's just, but in this scenario, even one person can't be, right? I mean, even if he's a man, obviously he can't have this on his own. He has to have two people. Because it sounds like it's more of an issue of them on us.
That's the fact that you have two.
So Sror goes on to say that even one is them on. Why
is there
a
lemon on
this
team? What's the fact that there's a lemon on Elias Gisbert?
So why then do you need two in the first place? Because
before it's like it's in a third that you
collect. What's the svara then? You only have svara with two and mommy. With two.
Because we don't want people. So that's what the Yom HaShoah writes at the bottom. Bagabo Srara, Alkein Osu Limnos Ger, Keinimo Misrael. So you can't. In other words, so the Gabbait Staka can't be a Ger. Again, Gabbait Staka then meant when there's. Fear. You know, so that's a kviya. So then it can be a ger. Or Moshe Sternbach has a tshuva. If he would get a Moshe Sternbach, sweet. From page 6. So this is Tshuvas HaHagos, is the Tshuvas Sefer of Moshe Sternbach. It's Chema Gimel.
Probably it's the same Moshe Sternbach from Ma'adim Vazmanim?
Yes. The same one. So let's see what he says. If you have Limnos L'Rav or L'Ram, did you make a... Say you want to have a Rav of a Shul. Could he be a ger? Or could he be a ram, a maggid shir in yeshiva? So that's what he says. Kosev Torah mikerev achecha tasim alecha. Darshu chazal shakom simus yu rak meachecha b'ger posel. Posel gam l'koin k'dayin. L'chayin k'dayin. He can't be a dayin. M'gur b'rambam. Yitzabu adover sh'rambam psich liyad maybe sh'mayi v'avtalion. Right, we'll probably get to that next week. Bez Hashem, that Shmaya v'Atalion are geirim. Bez Dinam kiblu mesor satayra. Shem shekosher shehayu geirim. Masha sheyoshu b'rosh habezdin. Was a kosher v'ptulam shamish b'sanhedrin. Tavi neimin dalkol paru kosher heim bezdin. Bez Dinam leinim mesor satayra limsor hala alo b'sanhedrin habezdin tsrichim lios ruuyim b'chol dover. Afilu dinin nefashos. Well, you read my Mike Shamer relationship with Sanhedrin. So, how could he's asking if they can't be? You have to be roy for everything. So, if you can't be roy the din and mamunas, so how could you be roy to be in the Sanhedrin just for the Mesiris Hatayra? Remember Mishnah. Okay. So he says, okay, Nira she ikir din tar lifsol ger the Sanhedrin and rapa ofen shatoli bebchira she ish kamav kamarui vanido nes mi livchor lahadiv. Is that gear possible? Both in Shetoloi Bibchira. She's Kama Vakama Ruyim, Vanidon as me Livchor Lahadif, Bezeg gear possible. Whereas if we have to choose, right, there are a lot of people that could be on the Sanhedrin. And now we're gonna choose. So if we're gonna choose the ger, that's you can't do that. Avakshem Soros. Oh. Okay. Telki. Avakshem, we're talking about Srara by Gerim. Okay, Rav Talki. Aval kshemasoris hatar biyadam the goloi l'chol shehem gedolim shebedor ruim l'kach as ksheim hem l'chol dover. But to be masoris hatar, if they're the gedol hador, then it's okay. I gav the inkpei the shaguf to page 6. Lpi das hariva shemlek hadid minogir kosher. He says, "Udon the shaltim ger yochol yos ram be yeshiva." He says, "Nira shemuter, sheikar iser hu besrara dafka." Right? In other words, what srara does a rebbe have? And you know, you can decide which masechta we're learning. Which
depends on the yeshiva. That was the whole machlok between the Beis Halevi and the Tzip. The reason it was among this machlok was because there was srara.
What was the srara?
Except the yeshiva, which affects all the rabbanos of Lita.
I mean, who's going to get in the yeshiva?
That was the hope. They had a big thing in Torah, and then they passed in that they have equal power except for money, and then there's still a machloka, so obviously there's some swara there.
Yeah, of a rabbi yeshiva, ain't a swara, velo morish labanov, el mamanim asuk fichach masavi raso. The rabbi yeshiva is, he's qualified to give a shir, he knows how to learn, whatever, so. He gets appointed. But that's not a srar. Lodomi lamelech v'shar srar she'ikrim kibud v'gam ozrishim usom. So he's mu'yish day shalom mechalkim kisvara the srar hanal al b'chol gavni osir. Well, there are some people that say what? Yesh deyos shalom mechalkim kisvara svara hanal al chol gav di osu miu nira dainu l'shamish kira shishiva ava b'magit shir l'lami l'talmidim ein l'achshosh. You can point a ger as a magit shir because it's not a svara. Then he says, Indian goes, Rav, Rav, what about to be a Rav of a shul?
I don't understand the first, this the first part about the tribe of Kai, how he gets out of that.
He's saying it was there with the Gedolei Ador.
If it's an Isser, where's Gedolei Ador get out of
it? Because if we have to pick among equals, and to pick the gear would be...
So let's say they're not in the Gedolei
Ador, like, but he's Gedolei Ador in the city. Okay, you're the best.
That's what I thought, that's what you would say, but that just has a lot of implications.
Okay.
Very good.
Well, Inyan Leo's... you like to talk more about Rabbanim, to be the Rav.
It doesn't have to be a Rav. He's the only person who knows math in the city, and we're putting him over the weights.
Yeah. Besides paskening, yesh lo gam tafkidim shonim. He has other tafkidim. L'nahel ke'ein srara. Roy l'hachmir v'lo likach ge'er l'tafkidim elu sheyesh lo faneli Yehudi acher roi kamo. V'das achronim yesh hayom Yerusha b'ramar sheikru srara v'chein Hadaiti Roy Lamid Odom Acher Shiisa Tor Harav Lachavod. Roy Lakach Poyo, who is Shamish Betavki the Horos Halacha Lebaisa. Actually, Bechur Morat Sedek. He is gone. There was, he could, you know, some shuls have a Rav and a Dayan. So it's not talking about Dayan in terms of the Din Torah, but a Dayan, he's going to pass the Nida Shilas, the this, you know. So that's not a problem. Avshem b'chun de morat tzedek v'afilus gan u'kihagav nevadei shori miskayim bo ahavis hamalacho d'rabbonus usnos harabbonus atzma. You can like the malach of the rabbonus, that's like paskin yishayivas and things like that, but the rabbonus itself, meaning the fact that you have srara, that you should hate. The Hashem Sarvan gave him those of Yeshua Hasbir Lahem Shem Gdola Yisrael, how you gave him, etc. Whereas if you reject the Ger, you should explain to him that we have nothing against you. The Gdola Yisrael were Gerim. Lomene Chisusim Lom Kabbalah, not because they're inferior. El Shadin Torah, Lomene Hoyu Akum. Since they were once goyim, lo lekabel l'sror. Yisrael hem l'ron shum p'chisus b'kach. Lo Yisrael hem l'orim v'shamish b'kuhuna. Just like if you're a Yisrael, you can't v'shamish b'kuhuna because you're not a Kohen. It's not a chisaron. It's you're not a Kohen. So too, again, you're not a whatever. Rak mizer aron. Kol mokum shezochim l'kesa Torah gadol yosem m'kesa kuhuna. L'kesa Torah eino shaykh. Yisrael shema m'kevi sheizkar v'mitochem. Hagoyim tachas kanfei ashkina malosam rabba ma'od onu muzharam aleim yosef b'Yisrael.
And what keser is this? We're saying this is keser malucha.
Yeah.
I don't understand the point.
Yochel l'fol l'asos harbe k'dashri v'enu.
We're trying to say that this is coming of keser malucha from the Mishnah Rabbos. That's clearly that the things that they're that the things that come with it are not.
Yeah. So, what are the two things that Rav Sternberg is saying at the bottom of page 6? He's saying, when you don't, let's read that paragraph again.
He says it's one third to be a rav. Right?
Yeah. For let's start again. When you don't need on the shaltim ger yochol yos ram the yeshiva v'nira shemuta sheiger ha'isra hu besorah dafka. Now ram yeshiva in a sorah of a lo morish levonov. Right? He doesn't. It's not a sorah. His children don't inherit it. El manu so kificha chbosav yirasev. He's getting it because of his chachma. The lo dami lamelech ushar soros. Ikram Kibud. You got Mauritian or something.
It's Sror's power.
Right. So you have to be able to be Moorish.
But he's not, this has nothing to do with power. None of the two things he's bringing down are power.
Right. So well let's first. First, let's understand what he's saying, then you could tell me what you're saying. First, I want to see what he's saying, and then we'll see what you have to say. Okay? Okay? He's saying the Sraras are Kibud and Gam Orishim or something. So that's the Sraras. Then he says, Mir Yejdeya Shalom Chalkim Kisrara, the Sraras. So what are these days now? El Bechol Gavni Aser. So what does that mean? Meaning, Bechol Gavni means any type of Minui. What are the Yeshdeos? How do you understand?
He could be referring to the Chinuch versus the Ram.
Well, yeah. What's the Yeshdeos in the bottom line? Mew Yeshdeos.
The
Svarah. Shalom Mechalkim is the Svarah. Meaning what?
I think what he's trying to say.
You think we're not being
Mechalik
this idea of like a Svarah, like Minikir is the first interpretation is Mechalik between Svarah to Ram the Yeshiva. He says Sora is a problem, Ram Bishi is not a problem.
No, but he's saying that there's some opinions.
He's saying Rosh, the first thing he's saying is a Rosh Yeshiva, and a Rosh Yeshiva was real power. Was that, let's avoid a family business.
He's a problem.
He said a Rosh Yeshiva is a problem, you know, yeah. Ram is not. And
then
the first piece of Rosh Yeshiva is not a problem, Ram is not a problem.
First, he says it has to be Kibud and Mauritian or something.
Right, whatever that means.
Okay, then, Umiyu. What does Umiyu mean?
He loves it.
One second, I know what he
Umiyu, come on. Bottom line. Bottom line, page 6.
Umiyu, Yeshua, Shalom,
Chalpin, the Svara Hanal. Meaning?
That Svara has to have those two characteristics, whatever you mean by that.
Meaning it doesn't have to.
It doesn't have to have that.
So what does it have to have? El b'chol gavni also.
Whatever a blanket sraro, the way we're understanding it, tell them.
Meaning what?
That he has power or
something
like. That. No, but not. Yeah, you'll continue. Omri here at the handle the Kirosh Shiva Baba Magid Shir Lama Tamid and Emil Fashion. In other words, to put this in the mirror, Asher Ariel was mother to be gear Rafikel's Asa.
Oh, so meaning if. So he's saying. In other words, Lom Chalkin Kisvara, the Svara, Hanal.
I don't know about
that. El Bechol Gavni Aser. One second. It doesn't have to be Yerushalayim. Bechol Gavni Aser meaning that you have some measure of authority, right? It means you have some measure of authority. But. But it has to be something that you're like really in charge, like the Rosh Yeshiva. But Magid Shir, you're not even in charge of anything. You're just teaching Torah. You're not in charge of anything.
Right. Yeah, that's the second thing.
Yeah.
Maybe you think that's
not so,
but it's
not. Now, this is all not like the Marsham, because we saw. The Masham that we saw with the Shach and this, it has to be what? Kfir for Mominus. The Gabbait Stucker.
In some of those yeshivas, they find people. In Europe, they had yeshivas, they find people.
Right.
Yeah, how's that work?
We're saying that the person who goes to collect the money
The person who's ordering the collecting is not. If the person who's collecting the money is included, the person who's ordering the collecting money is certainly included.
he has no power.
No, he's the one with the biggest power of all. If I'm the one who's ordering the collecting of the money, I go and send you to collect the money, who's the one who's the one with the more power, me or you?
I'm the one taking your stuff.
Not the one who's making you take stuff.
Right.
I got more.
You're the boss.
In my example, I'm
the one. He's calling the shots. He's calling the shots.
He's in charge of the garbage.
You're just his shliach. You're just his.
You're just a $50 worker.
I don't know, but as a Rosh Hashiva, do you like those types of.
Right, the Rosh Hashiva, it's sort of like Rosh Hashiva said, that you can make decisions. You fire people, you hire people, you know that. So that's some type of srara. But teaching Torah is not a srara. That's what he said.
Could you, the first
so you're gay, you could,
The first has to be gay. My understanding of this, it's not really, it could be applied much stronger. I think some custom is a mitzvah asset that has kind of a loss asset form. So compare this to Olam Ta'avod, just like Olam Ta'avod, you could match it for a minion. It's the same type of concept here. You could, if there are other bigger fields, you could undo it.
Right.
Does that make sense, Mike?
So what?
Some custom is a mitzvah asset.
Right.
You have a mitzvah assay, and this is the type of way to fulfill it.
Right.
So it's an assay with a loss assay form.
Right.
So just like the Olam Ta'avod, I need a minion. And even we can say, not like a Russian, the Rabbana. It's for a regular minion, not for a direct. We could now undo the mitzvah assay for different things. You're allowed to, if there are different needs, you need to marry your daughter. You could undo a mitzvah assay. So to here, you could undo a mitzvah assay. Isn't that the simplest way to understand?
I don't follow one thing you said. It was my fault. I was spacing.
This is a mitzvah assay. It's not a loss asset. There's no Isser in the Torah to put up a ger as a king.
Right.
If I put a ger as a king, I'm not overrunning Isser in the Torah. I'm a battle mitzvah assay.
Okay.
Through a mitzvah assay with a loss assay form.
Okay.
So we have an example of this Olam Ta'avod.
Okay.
So we have halachas by Olam Ta'avod that this is a cloud, and then we have a bunch of problems. If I need a minion, if I need to marry my daughter, I'm allowed to undo the mitzvah asset because there's another mitzvah that supersedes.
Okay.
So too. If he's the only person in the city who could do something, if he's the only person in the there's no one comparable to him. Then if there's whatever the needs may be, which is has to be done, then so too a ger should be able to become a. The
melon,
whatever that
would
say,
by women's
part
as well.
So what?
The same. The issue at play is if there's somebody who's if he's the only person who qualifies for this, then it should be mutton. Because the same way as lo tavodu, if I need a minion. If I need a minion, there's only 9 people here. Lo tavodu, both disappears.
Right.
If I need to marry my daughter, the only one who's able to do this is Lo and Tavod that disappears. There's lots of examples where Lo and Tavod that disappears.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's the same halach here. On the way that this works, I'm assuming it's the same sort of thing. If there's somebody who has to fit the halach characteristics, this is suspended. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Thus the head of Shmaya Vatali.
Yeah, okay, we'll get to that next week. I want to go back now to the original Rambam, just to clarify again, Ezra, about how far back do we go? Okay, what do you say yourself? Page 1, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, page 1. Eid Mamid Melech Mikal Gerim, Nefilu Acha Kamadoros, Achet Eimo Misrael. So what does that mean? How far?
How far back? With my mother's a ger.
Tell your great grandmother's a ger.
I think there are two ways I could read this.
Yeah. No.
Uh, that this transposes onto the mother. So let's say my mother's mother was the only Yisrael, and everyone else is Ger. That's one way. The Rambam could ask for that, or he could mock for that, depending how you understand this Rambam. But other than that, I don't see any.
So, going back 3 generations. I'm saying, if say the great grandmother was
I would need to have a great grandmother on a bunch of. I have to have a. I can understand this in one of two ways. The most logical way to understand this is if I have one Jewish. If let's say I have one Jewish, born Jewish, great 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 grandmother that's not from Gabriel.
That's good enough.
Right. No matter which line. The other way you could read this is that. It has to be if someone's Yisrael means that the one person has to be Jewish. It's not clear here whether he's saying that if my father.
So what would be no good? What would be no good?
My father's a ger. My grandfather's a ger. Every single one of my great 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 grandparents were gay. So
let's talk about from the woman's emo side.
From the emo?
So it's the Kessel Mishnah.
Yeah.
That says it can be the father or the mother, just has to be Jewish.
Right.
The father or the mother
has to be Jewish, and then you're Jewish.
That the
simple. I mean, so if
then
the
you're
grand-
able to like we saw.
So if the grandmother was a convert. Mother's mother.
But it doesn't matter because according to the Rambam, the mother's mother was a convert, it doesn't help.
If the mother's mother
is a convert,
right.
You don't,
and now they have a kid.
They have a daughter.
Right. Well, that clearly doesn't help. Like,
the mother's mother is a convert,
and you're not,
you'd be, the melech, yes or no? The mother's mother is a convert.
Is the mother's father a convert?
No, it's according to the Rambam.
It's the mother's convert. The mother's mother's a convert. I got that. It's the mother's, assuming the mother's father is he a convert.
According to the Pesach
Chai. Let's assume, yes, say he is.
That's about it. It's not even a subtle question. The question I have would be, what
so
if...
So then that's for sure what? No,
that's for sure. The fourth, sure. If my father's a gay, or my mother's mother's a convert, my mother's father's a convert, by the way. It's not...
That's according to the Pesach Chai of the Rambam.
The father... Well, what does it mean? A few lacha kamadoros.
It means if, let's say, I have I can say what's definitely included in this. My parents, both my parents,
all your grandparents.
Every one of my great great grandparents were gay. Every single one. I've got 8 generations.
Or your father, your grandfather.
My father. 8 generations ago, there was a big Gerus of Klal Yisrael, and all thousands of people became Gerus. All those people, they married children, and they each married within their own group.
Okay, so they're all Gerus.
So it could be 20 generations later. That the Tzvadai,
20 generations ago, but then after that, they were all.
No, yeah, but they all intermarried with each other. They kept marrying each other.
So then there was no.
Right. So that's Kahal Gair.
You cannot draw your line to Hosina.
You have to have. The pashtus of the Rambam is that you have to have one of your ancestors Yisrael, but you can read this another way.
That makes sense with Kahal Gair.
One ancestor has to be a pure.
On either side. Yeah, it could be one ancestor on the. I can have one out of 1,000 ancestors on this, but it's still Yosef. Until there's an emo who's Yisrael in there.
A woman.
That at some point in the line, it's still considered gay. That's my simple understanding. Just like I read it some other way.
So if your grandmother's Yisrael,
any Yisrael ancestor, I think is the side. It makes sense logically. Like I fit this into the Rambam's logic.
Either side.
On either side, because it has to be Kahal Gerim. It's not a Kahal Gerim. If my father's My father is the son of a ger, and the mother, his mother was Jewish.
Right.
He's not Kahal ger.
Your father was the son of a ger. His mother was Jewish.
He's not Kahal ger. Eman made the mouth make a Kahal ger rapilu after Kamadaros. I should have Imo Yisrael, and if my mother's coming from, if my mother can't be from Kahal Gerim too, and she gets.
And what makes somebody being a Kahal Gerim?
Kahal Gerim means that you're just descendant of Gerim.
On both sides.
Yes.
What if you have your father's father is all Jewish, but they all married Gerim, and
I'm
both sides.
Sorry.
So as long as you have.
That's not Kahal Gerim.
So you need either one.
Yeah.
Either one person on your mother's side or your father's side that's pure.
That's the Pashas way of reading this.
That's pure, but if it's...
And it's a logical thing, because otherwise that's a logical understanding of how you get into Kahal-Gerim. With the Ipon line, it doesn't...
So Kahal-Gerim means that your mother and father are...
Gerim.
Or
Gerim themselves.
Or the... Say, but once... Well, there were...
Once one person... is
pure.
Intermarried.
One person is direct. No gear.
You just have to draw your line to Maharaj
Hashanah.
So it could be your father's side also.
Yeah, so we know it's a father's side, not the Calgary.
But then this Ramadan is like so inapplicable.
No, it's an American practice.
I'm talking about there's a... No,
let me ask you a question.
When
someone...
When all the Kuzari are within the
If someone today... If a ger gets married, many times they marry another ger. The Jewish community tries to give them another ger because someone with a similar background.
Right.
So they're sons now with Kahal Gerim.
So both his parents are Gerim.
Yeah. They have a total con.
Both parents, but if one parent is not a ger,
and
one parent is a ger,
well, depends on the other parent sent the ger also.
Say one parent. Say your father is.
Let's say my father's a ger. My mother is a
Jewish,
a ger.
A Jewish woman.
Right, she's a Jewish woman, father. But if she's the children of a ger, it's clearly no good.
So if your mother's a ger and your father's a ger, then it's no good.
Right? Yeah, and my mother's a ger, but my father is a descendant of two ger, and it's no good at all.
If your mother's a ger and your father's
there's no way to read that.
If your mother's a, if
no,
you,
let's say your father's a ger, your mom's.
We're not mincha soon. Right now.
So
we need a mincha.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
unless you're more.
I don't like that reading philosophically. I don't think I could read that. It depends how I understand the Yisroel.
I like your basic for you.
I like that.
Okay.